This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has called for collective efforts towards conservation of the environment. She said that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi.
स्वच्छ पर्यावरण हमारे दैनिक जीवन और स्वास्थ्य के लिए कितना जरूरी है ये हम सब जानते हैं। धूल और धुएं होने वाले वायु प्रदूषण का फेफड़ों पर बुरा असर पड़ता है। अनेक अध्ययन ये बताते हैं कि वायु प्रदूषण से लाइफ एक्सपेक्टेंसी पर विकृत प्रभाव पड़ता है। पर्यावरण की स्वच्छता के लिए हर संभव प्रयास करके ही हम सब स्वस्थ और समृद्ध भारत का निर्माण कर सकते हैं।
President Murmu said that it is our moral responsibility to provide a legacy of a clean environment to the coming generations. The two-day event has been organized by the National Green Tribunal. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced the successful completion of a 1,000-hour life test on its 300 millinewton stationary plasma thruster that is developed for induction in the electric propulsion system of satellites. According to ISRO, the life test was carried out under the full power level of 5.4 kilowatts in a chamber that simulates the vacuum conditions of space, and the erosion of the electrode liners was periodically monitored. ISRO said this information will play an important role in satellite orbit management. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. In Chhattisgarh, at least 17 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. Two jawans of District Reserve Guard were injured in the encounter. Meanwhile, in a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that a massive cache of automatic weapons was recovered in another strike against the Naxals. More from our correspondent.
The security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists are present in Kerlapal area of the district. After this, a joint team of CRPF and District Reserve Guard launched the anti-Naxal operation. There has been intermittent firing between security forces and Maoists since this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed Maoists along with a large number of weapons and explosives from the spot. These include AK-47, self-loading rifle, rocket launcher, and other weapons. In the last 1 year, about 400 Maoists have been killed in encounters with security forces in Chhattisgarh. In the last 10 days alone, about 50 Maoists have been killed in encounters. With Vishnu Pratap Singh Rathor from Sukma, Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The death toll in Myanmar has risen to more than 1,000 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake on the Richter scale yesterday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,002 people have now been found dead and another 2,376 injured, with 30 others missing. It said the numbers could still rise as detailed figures are still being collected. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's second-largest city, Mandalay, which was closest to the earthquake's epicenter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Senior General Min Aung Hlaing of Myanmar over the phone following the devastating quake. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed his deep condolences at the loss of lives in the disaster. India has sent the first tranche of humanitarian aid to Myanmar. New Delhi is set to send two more IAF aircraft carrying relief material as part of Operation Brahma, its relief operation for the quake hit Myanmar. Odisha is going through extreme heat wave conditions, with the temperatures likely to go up by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 2 days. A yellow warning has been issued by the IMD for 6 districts of the state. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will clash with Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are looking to bounce back after losing their opening matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.